Welcome to Comic Sans Power Hour Airport. This is flight 107.3 FM. Make your way over to Siren Radio Terminal. Buckle up and enjoy the flight.
It's time to dust off the microphone and re-enter the radio stratosphere.
We're like two uncontrollable asteroids that you just can't get rid of.
You guessed right, it's us, Loz.
And Rach.
Back with the Comic Sans Power Hour.
She's only 17 with a head full of dreams, tugging at her boyfriend's sleeve. She says she doesn't like this place and she's feeling fake. She'll be falling all over the place. So I can see you from across the room, all pale and white, it's gonna hit you. And I can see you got that look in your eye, looking round the room for a place to hide
Tonight. 17 by Mild Headache, a great way to start the show after a hiatus.
An unwanted hiatus, however, with a bag full of food poisoning.
Yes, we thought let's save the earwaves from the blissful sounds of that and return in full health.
Well, thank God it wasn't a bag for life, that's all I'm going to say. But we're like Sims when you cheat to get green bars all around.
And the sun is shining, I think. Yeah, it is. What a great return.
Mainly shining behind that big grey cloud. But she's still there.
She's still there.
But the menu we're serving today is delicious and certainly won't give you food poisoning.
We're playing the final part to Casey and Music's Journey, which we're excited about.
Very excited. He's been very active on Instagram as well during the lead up. But we'll also be playing a few Lincolnshire classics, of course.
And if you want to find out more about Lincolnshire's music...
Who doesn't?
The Rock Links magazine is ready for purchase on their website, and you'll see our radio faces in there.
Yeah, don't know whether they'd want to, but you will, so you may as well have a good read.
You will buy it, you will read it.
And if you don't, we'll ban you from the show. But you'll get to read what we have to say about the wonderful artists of Lincoln, including George Shelley.
Very nice. But now it's time for the much expected, the highly awaited Casey and Music.
He's an artist, a producer, a mixer, a singer. I've run out of fingers. He's that talented.
Core blimey, this guy has it all. This is part five to his journey.
Lifted.
Thank you.
The Sky, that was Lifted by Cassian, and you're listening to the Comic Sans Power Hour on Siren Radio.
There's a smell in the air, I can sense it in the air, Rach. It's time for our unique song of the week.
I honestly thought that was because I didn't have any socks on for a minute. But this week is extra special. As a gift of our return, we get two songs each. Yeah, so, Loz, yeah. Let's start with you, shall we?
Get looking.
Yeah, I know, just open Spotify.
My first song is Delilah, a cover by the sensational Alex Harvey Band. In particular, I love their performance on the Ogre Rust Test. I think it's 1970 or 1973.
God, you're and getting
so...
on a bit, aren't you, Loz?
It's, yeah, God, I think back to when I used to watch the telly.
The Good Life. The Good Life and Last of the Summer Wine.
Yeah.
And those are the shows.
When Dad's Army first came out, it was great. All the way down to... Anyway, it's a brilliant song. It's a cracking song. And the guy who dresses up as a clown is very frightening, but I think he's brilliant.
Do you remember when there were killer clowns on the loose?
God, don't bring that back.
Maybe they were the instigators.
Don't manifest it. But what's yours? What's yours?
My song is Replay by Lady Gaga.
Is it on Replay?
Replay. I feel like I'm living in a deja vu Truman Show style at the moment. Because this album well and truly is on Replay. It's from the Chromatica album, came out last year. If anybody is unsure about Lady Gaga, it's a great one to start with on a Friday night. Yeah. Get yourself grooving. It takes proper Europop to the next level.
Ah.
Defo check that one out.
Brilliant. Recently found out that All the Young Dudes by Mott the Hoople was actually written by David Bowie. And when I tell you, it blew my mind, because when I listened to that song, I can hear him in it. He isn't actually in it, but you can hear his influence.
Mm.
And he actually wrote it for them and gave it to them to try and keep the band together. Because they were going to break up.
An olive branch of a single.
Exactly. And
nice.
Do you know what? It's a good song. It's not my usual bit. It's almost a bit too slow, but I do like it.
Why don't you turn it into a nightcore song and just turn up the BPM?
Why don't we cover it?
Like Alvin and the Chipmunks cover it.
I think that's it!
My song is quite hippie, quite spiritual. It's by an artist called Activation. And she's very divine feminine energy, ruled by the earth. She does a lot of classes to do with things like that.
I love that.
And it's the song Cellular Upgrade put the We Saw Lions remix on Spotify if anybody is interested. It is a vessel of positive energy. So if anybody is clouded by negativity or in that cycle of anxiety, which I found myself in a few weeks ago, it's brilliant for inviting that positive vibe back into your life. I listen to it every morning now while I brush my teeth. Good to get a bit of movement in, you know? So yeah, that was a nice little roundup we've had there. End it on a positive note.
Yeah, and that what was
more can
our
you ask for?
Unique song of the week. And next up, we certainly have a unique song. One of our favourites, actually.
Oh, yes.
A Lincolnshire band, and we might even do a double whammy, so don't be surprised if there are two songs here. But the first one is The Now of It All by The Curiosity Band.
Crawling out of bed, every day the same. Drinking orange juice, pour that down the drain. I never knew the day had a time like this. A time without feeling like sick. Now I hope you feel the same. One foot forward and a thousand steps back. Two splits life will break your back. One foot forward and a thousand steps back. Two splits life will break your back. Hey! Hey, hey, hey. Hey, 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 hey. Because we are animals, and we are animals, animals. We are animals, and we are animals. I never knew
predictable, and I know you're gonna think we're trying too hard, but the only thing we're trying to do is have fun, fun, is have fun, is have fun, fun.
Double whammy.
That was the awesome Curiosity Band. If you're curious, they are on Spotify, I believe. But then that cheeky second song was happened to be by us, Comic Sans. I don't know how it fell in there, but there we go. And I hope you all enjoyed it.
I tripped, landed on my laptop, and happened to play it.
Yeah, there we go. That must be the mystery.
You know, this show is all about the arts, the music,
and
Lincoln,
the good content.
So what I've done is I've made a little quiz.
Okay. Okay. Is this solely for me?
It is just for you.
No,
and if you want to join in at home, I tell you what, grab a pen, grab a piece of paper. Yeah. You're not going to win anything.
You'll win the satisfaction of knowing you're a quiz genius.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
The great song by Toodle Cinema Club. And many other bands, I'm sure.
So, what I'm going to do is, I'm going to start the clock.
Okay.
Answer the questions. And if you get it right, I'll go ping. If you get it wrong, I'll go eh. And it's next question.
Okay.
Are we ready?
Steady.
Ready, bake. Steady. Cook, bake, whatever you want.
Shake.
Number one. What was Culture Club's first UK number one single in 1982?
Culture Club? I was born in the 80s.
Who had a UK top 10
hit? You're not going to tell me what the answers are.
I'll do it after.
Okay, sorry.
Who had a UK top 10 hit in 1985 with Running Up That Hill?
Oh, Kate Bush.
Ping!
Yeah.
In what year was Britney Spears' debut single, Baby Hit Me One More Time, released?
1992.
1998. Oh, I
was going
to say 7. Who has been singing all her life around the town and everything?
That famous X Factor lady.
Who is it?
Rachel!
Have you got a last name for me?
Rachel X Factor.
Ping, I'll give you that. How long did Rihanna's Umbrella stay in the top UK single charts in 2007?
6 months.
10 weeks. Oh, I've given it to you again.
Wait, 4, 8, 12. Oh,
who scored?
I had to figure that out.
Who scored their second UK number one with Poker Face?
Lady Gaga.
Ping.
That's going on the radio.
Alex Turner is the lead singer.
And the Last Shadow Puppets.
Ping, 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 ping. Who was the first winner of the X Factor back in 2004?
Alexandra Burke?
No, the first ever.
The Saturdays?
Eh-eh.
Ollie Murs?
In what year did Robbie Williams leave Take That?
1997.
Eh-eh. And finally, in what year did the famous girl band Comic Sans release their debut album, Character Assassination?
2020.
You got it wrong!
2019.
Ruddy hell.
Crikey,
I'm sorry.
Me. It has not been 2 years, surely not.
Well, yeah.
We need to release a single or something.
Well, I'm a bit disappointed, Monster. How many did you get right? You got...
Not many.
The first one...
You didn't
one,
start off with a friendly question.
Culture Club single was Do You Really Want to Hurt Me?
Ironic.
You got Kate Bush right.
Yeah.
The Baby One More Time was...
Hit Me Baby.
And it came back.
Bound It Over.
1998. Who's been singing all her life around the towns and everything? Rachel Lester. Rihanna's Umbrella was in the charts for 10 weeks. Lady Gaga.
Yes.
Alex Turner, Arctic Monkeys. The first winner of the X Factor was Steve Brookstein.
Has a never heard of the poor bloke.
Robbie Williams.
Sure, yeah. He's not poor, but...
Well,
well,
you never know. Never. Could be living off X-Factor. The fat of the land. 1995. And
I was close with that one.
We released our album in 2019. Sorry, the famous girl band Comic Sans released.
Famous girl band.
Famous.
Never forget where you're coming from. Never. I have actually, just before we continue, I have a quick fact, a personal fact about Take That.
Personal fact?
Their last tour, I went to see them, but in the Malvern Theatre Cinema. And Gary Barlow said, "Hello, all you people in the cinema."
Oh.
And we went... Yeah!
I've been to a cinema concert before.
It was quite fun.
But you're not sure about whether people are going to get
to definitely offended some of the alternate demographic. That's how I'll phrase it.
I just want to get up and dance, but people are...
I definitely
maybe they
did.
Came to the cinema for a more relaxed viewing.
I did ask somebody, are you sure you're in the right place after a few Proseccos? I was definitely more of an eyesore.
Well... I'm sure Gary.
If Gary was there,
it.
He would have been vibing. That's all I'm saying. Let's carry on with the show, shall we?
Similarly,
yeah.
To Take That, we've got DJ Chow.
DJ Chow, a nice inlay there. He's got some very similar songs.
Yeah, so similar, and you can check him out on Spotify. But I thought we'd play Heaven next up. So here we
lovely.
Go. Put it on the decks.
Thank you.
Locked in a feeling, got me feeling it demeaning. Feel the paranoia pushing in my heart, I need a healing. Now I'm picking up the pieces, started something sweet. It's had me thinking of the future and my time, I could be kneeling. I gave you my hoodie, I was planning from the start, just so you knew that you still had me when I'm far. And even though I thought integrity is hard life, it got me thinking back, it's Jamie from the start. She's a little bit of heaven with a wild side, she's a little bit of trouble with a wild ride. In the night check on my phone left on my bedside, it's only her I want, cause nothing ever felt this high. She's a little bit of heaven with a wild side, she's a little bit of trouble with a wild ride. In the night check on my phone left on my bedside, it's only her I want, cause nothing ever felt this high. I'll take my time to say the words because I mean it, cause all this time I spent with her it was demeaning. Thinking back at all the times I wasn't eating, it took my dignity and trust, I didn't see it light. So I've changed a bit, I'm trusting in a feeling. See this feeling's new and lacking all the boundaries but the ceiling. You think I'm nervous but the times that we were dealing, now I'm dealing all the chips left of my heart, I need a healing. She's a little bit of heaven with a wild side, she's a little bit of trouble with a wild ride. In the night check on my phone left on my bedside, it's only her I want cause nothing ever felt this high. She's a little bit of heaven with a wild side, she's a little bit of trouble with a wild ride. In the night check on my phone left on my bedside, it's only her I want cause nothing ever felt this right. Straight to Prague, straight to Rome, doesn't matter where we're going, cause of you I know it's home. Straight to Paris, straight to Prague, straight to Rome, doesn't matter where we're going, cause of you I know it's home. Ciao.
Heaven, it surely felt like it, by Chow.
Are we back on Earth?
But I know what's heavenly. Things are opening back up.
Yes.
Safely, anyway. And we thought we'd give you a hearty list of
a
things
little round
to enjoy.
Up.
Exactly.
A roundup.
So I think I'll start things off. 29th of May to the 30th, we've got the Lincoln Castle Dog Friendly Weekend. I think we'll be there.
With the long ears and our red noses.
Long ears, no tears. Sharing a couple of beers.
Rhyming tears with tears and fears with fears there. At the same time as that, if you don't want to walk all the way into the castle, or if you're afraid of dogs, who'd have thought it?
Or the black horse that gallops there at night, because we went on a ghost walk in Lincoln.
Oh yes, the ghost, the black horse of Lincoln.
Yeah. To save his friend that was being hanged. Anyway, you can go on that. I'm not giving
yeah,
it away.
Yeah, the Lincoln Ghost Walk is also something you can attend next to Lincoln Castle at 7 p.m.
Yeah, 7 p.m. Thursdays and Wednesdays.
Yeah, after the dog-friendly weekend. But you can go to the Maker's Market exactly the same time. I think it's in the square, the castle square. So yeah, if you fancy buying some small business products, you can go there.
Speaking of small business products.
Speaking of small business products, on the 22nd
of
May.
This isn't a product placement.
No, this is our adverts. We finally got one. The 22nd of May, at the West End Parish Hall, is a small business, a flea market, or might I like to call it.
Mm-hmm.
Vintage flags, they've got vintage clothing, vinyl. I'll be selling some hand wire wrapped crystal jewellery on a silver plated nickel free and lead free necklaces. But yes, for all of you people allergic to metal, so yeah, see you down there. Free entry, what can I say? You can't say no, really. Moving on now, though, to some more fun things to do.
Something that caught my eye was the 29th of May. It's all 29th of May. That day seems like a reoccurring number. To the 5th of June, Wind in the Willows and A Midsummer Night's Dream is being performed at The Lawn, an outdoor theatre experience. And that, I think that sounds like a great evening.
It does.
I saw Willows because my dog is called Willow. I got very excited.
Yes, she
but
did.
I didn't actually make the connection
at the time
that it would have been a performance cracking off outdoors. So family fun, family fun in a community, and it's very safe.
I don't know how they're going to do a Midsummer's Night Dream outdoors. That would be very interesting.
Fairies will float away.
But I think the biggest, most notable, not to drown out the other events, letters. Yeah, but just as quite like a celebrity moment in Lincoln, is Russell Howard at the Engine Shed.
Who'd have thought it?
Russell Howard, I remember watching him on a few comedic panel hosting shows. Probably a good one to go to, but we're not here then, are we?
15th to the 17th of June.
So if you go, don't expect a signature from Comic Sans, that's all I'm going to say. Just want to let you down easy.
But you can expect a signature from us on the 17th of July, where you come to see us at the Sunflower Lounge in Birmingham.
Just a 2-hour train ride from Lincoln. You will be in the
50 quid later, you'll finally see us live.
The bright, sunny city of Birmingham. And we'll be playing. It probably starts at around 7:30. Tickets are just £7. Go on our Instagram, whack out the ticket, say you're coming to see Comic Sans. Bob's your uncle.
And
Comic Sans is your auntie.
Yeah, I was trying to think of a better term.
There we go.
And finally, the 27th of June, the Lincoln Kilo Sale at the Engine Shed.
To be specific, vintage clothing kilo sale. Because somebody might turn up expecting to buy some fruit.
Hey, well, I'm glad you clarified that, because I could have been sued.
I'm just doing the people's work.
But I think in honour of our upcoming gig and the fact that we need to practice, we should probably listen to one of our own songs. That's the excuse anyway.
And inspiration. To get inspiration.
This is Morning Haze by us.
Comic Sans.
Did that together.
It's a game, not like tomorrow never came. Once we win, we'll never lose. We'll never face our blues. We'll never face our blues. We'll never face our blues. Like it's a game, out like tomorrow never came. Once we win, we'll never lose. We'll never face our blues. We'll never face our blues. We'll never face our blues. Our blues.
by us, Comic Sans. And you've been listening to the Comic Sans Power Half Hour.
Got it right that time. I seem to think I'm in a time warp where this took an hour, but...
Well, let's do the time warp again, because I enjoyed every second of
that. All right. Touch record. That's a little in-depth reference to Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Very nice.
There you go. Speaking of Rocky Horror Picture Show, just before we go,
okay.
If anybody visits the karaoke bar atmosphere, you'll get to watch me sing A Sweet Transvestite from the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
And I'll tell you what, you'll be missing out if you don't come down, ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly. It's a good literal note to end on.
Well, that being said, get yourself down there when it's open and we'll see you there. But for now, it's a goodbye.
Let's fly away. We'll listen to Comic Sans another day.
See you next time on the Comic Sans Power Hour.
Thank you for flying with Comic Sans Power Hour.
We hope you enjoyed the flight and the complimentary snacks on board, and we do hope you come again next week.
Hopefully, we can upgrade you to business class next time you fly.